Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go with me, please, over to John, the third chapter, and verse 3. John 3 and 3. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and Jesus said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You look at other verses, he talks about entering into the kingdom of God. You won't be aware of the kingdom and you won't get into the kingdom except by being born again. Now that's the King James. It's interesting to note, Young's literal translation says it like this, that Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say to you, if anyone may not be born from above," and this is literally accurate, if anyone is not born from above, he's not able to see the reign of God. Now, taking other scriptures, born again is a correct term too. But in this passage, it literally says born from above. What's that got to do with seeing and being a part of the kingdom? Well, the kingdom of God is also called the kingdom of heaven. And Or we could say it like this, the kingdom from above. To get in the kingdom from above, you got to be born from above. Very, very important. Some of the things that we're going over right now, you may not see where they all fit. And it might not make you want to just jump up and run the aisle immediately. But the Lord's doing things in us. He's laying things that we will need for later on. Do you believe this? And as we go, more and more of these things are just going to gel and come together, and we're going to be able to understand this because we got this. Born from above. Say it out loud. Born from above. Born from above. And verse 4, Nicodemus said, "How is a man able to be born being old? Is he able into the womb of his mother a second time to enter and be born?" Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say to you, if any one may not be born of water and the Spirit, he is not able to enter into the reign of God." So he's talking about seeing the kingdom and entering into the kingdom. How's the only way to see the kingdom and get in the kingdom? You must be born from above, born again. Only way. Now he goes on to say, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Verse 7, "You may not wonder that I said to you, it behooveth you," in other words, you must be born from above. Born from above. Now we're going to go into some scripture that shows how clearly Jesus differentiated between that which is from above and that which is from beneath. That which is of God and that which is of this world. He made a very distinct separation between the two, and we need to as well. In John, you're there in the third chapter, just going over to the eighth chapter. John 8 and 23. Jesus said, John 8, 23, he said, "You are from beneath." Now he's talking to the religious rulers, Pharisees and doctors of the law. In this same chapter, he told them, "You are of your father, the devil." Oh, it made them mad. It made them so mad they wanted to kill him. And they purported themselves to be the most spiritual, closest to God people in the area. And here, Jesus tells them they don't even know God and that God is not their Father. He said, "You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Now there is many different variations of universalism theology. It comes in a lot of different varieties, and it's basically this, that we're all children of the same God, and that there are many paths leading to the same ultimate destination. Hence, all the religions and all the variations are just people's imperfect grasp of the one God who is the Father of us all. And that's a lie straight from the pit. I said it's a lie. Don't take my word for it. We're going to look at Scripture that's very, very clear today. And you got to make up your mind whether you want to be politically correct and socially acceptable or whether you believe the Bible. Because they're not the same at all. No, the truth is there are two spiritual families in the earth. And there's only two because there's only two spiritual fathers. If you say, well, no, there's three or four, then who's the other fathers? There's only two spiritual fathers, God and Satan. And here Jesus told these people, you're of your father, the devil. If you haven't been born from above, who's your father? Satan, without exception. Don't care who you are, where you're from. You can't see the kingdom. You can't get into the kingdom except one way. You must be born again. Born from above. People say, oh, that's just, you're just narrow-minded and saved. Jesus said there's a broad way that leads to destruction and many that go therein. Oh yeah, you can embrace everything and everybody and go off the cliff with everybody else. But he said there is a straight way and a narrow way and few that find it. Jesus is not just a way and one of many ways. He is the way, the truth, the life, the one and only way. Didn't Jesus say, nobody comes to the Father except by me? Now, if you don't believe that, then you don't believe Jesus. And how can you be a Christian and you don't believe Jesus? I'm going to believe something else besides what Jesus said, but I'm a Christian. Well, that don't work. Well, preacher, I got to mark to my beliefs just like you. Actually, you don't. If Jesus is your Lord, you're not supposed to just make up what you want to believe. You're supposed to believe what He told you to believe. Right? No, the enemy is very subtle. And there's a reason why there's so much confusion around. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the glorious light of the gospel should shine to them. So there's a reason why there's so much confusion. There's supernatural influence to keep people in the dark and confused. Oh, but aren't you thankful that the glorious light of the gospel has shined to you, that you're able to see it and know the truth? Has the truth made you free?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll be thankful forever that the Lord didn't leave us in our darkness, but He helped us to see the glorious light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He said, you're from beneath. I'm from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Go with me, please, to the 18th chapter of John. John 18 and verse 33. And we'll look at Young's literal again, translation. John 18, this is when Jesus is standing before Pilate right before He went to the cross. And the accusation that's been made against Him is that He has put Himself up to be a king. And of course, that was a dangerous thing to say in Rome, because Caesar put Himself up as God. And, you know, rulers took things like that as a threat, that you're saying, I'm going to be a king instead of you. And the Pharisees and doctors of the law knew that was the political hot button that they could push and get things going the way they wanted to against Jesus. So Pilate entered the praetorium and he called Jesus and he said, Are you the King of the Jews? Can you answer that question today? He is, and He is the King of all kings, and He is the Lord of all lords. We don't see it all yet down here, but we will. I said, we will. Verse 34, Jesus said, did you get this from yourself? Or somebody else tell you about me? He is very cool to be standing there in front of somebody that supposedly has the power of His life and death in their hands, because He knows no man takes my life from me. Right? I lay it down and I receive commandment of my Father. I have power to take it up again. He has no fear. He's not intimidated. And that's one thing that was a real witness to Pilate. Because at one point he said, don't you know I got the power? He said, you could have no power at all against me unless it was given to you from above. Jesus' boldness and His lack of fear unsettled Pilate. He's like, well, he hadn't seen this before. He began to realize, I may not be as in control here as I thought I was. Verse 35, Pilate said, am I a Jew? Your own nation, the chief priest, delivered you up to me. What did you do? Verse 36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. Everybody said out loud, His kingdom is not of this world. Said another time, His kingdom, the kingdom of God, is not of this world. Now see, there's been numerous groups throughout the years that have tried to set up the kingdom down here now. And it didn't work, and it's not going to work. Because His kingdom is what? It's not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my officers had struggled that I might not be delivered up to Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. He makes a very clear differentiation of what's of the world and what's from down here and what's from heaven and from above. Very important. Verse 37, Pilate said, are you then a king? Jesus said, you said it. Because a king I am. And for this have I been born. And for this I've come to the world, that I may testify to the truth. Everyone who's of the truth does hear my voice. Is that everybody? No. You'll find a phrase frequently, him that has ears to hear, let him hear. What does that let you know? Not everybody's going to hear this. Not everybody's going to see this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.